was the Yayin Nesach. In other words, there was wine there in this pit, kosher wine. Now two things fell in. Water fell in, and Yayin Nesach fell in. So Chizkiah says like this, if the last thing to fall in, Higdilu, means it's filled up with the Yayin Nesach, Osir, then it's Osir. Higdilu behetem mutter, if filled up less with water, then it becomes mutter. So Rashi learns Higdilu means Hamayim v'Yayin v'Yisav. That means Shanofal Yayin Nesach v'Soif. Higdilu is Osir. For lo yamrin and royin, I do not say the svar of royin. I do not look as if the wine of heter is not there. No, the wine of heter is there. I don't say it like it's not there. El yai nesach mischab leminoi v'enamayim rabbanol v'tam avatlit. So therefore, I do not say the svar of royin. That's called higdilu. If the last thing to fall in was the yai nesach, it's awesome. So what does it mean to say then higdilu beheter is muta? So what does it mean shenofol yai heter besoif? In the case of Kvaboto Yainesa Bamayim, Shamayim Rabu Ola Vyoisal Vadoi, O Mishabitlo Lagamri Shuvan Khaizavinayu. That's the case. No, it's Higdilu Beheter, meaning the yain of the heter fell in less. In other words, what happened was first there was water in the pit, and now Yainesa fell in. So since there was only water there, so if a small amount of Yayin Nesach falls in, you can't even taste it, it becomes bottle bereit. It's benoy Saint Tam. Once the Yayin changed over to become heter, now if you have new wine falling in, I do not say this wine wakes up the old wine and it becomes the Yayin Nesach, but no, since the wine was already bottled in the water, so we look as if now there's only heter here, now if you have more Yayin coming in, that's when it's mutter. That's Chizki Yisvara, that I do not say royin. If the Yayin Nesach falls in last, it's Osir. If the Yayin Heter falls in last, meaning when the Yayin Nesach fell in, there was only water there, so at that time the Yayin is bottled in the water, it's Mutter. That's Chizkiah. But Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon says, alright, turn over. Rabbi Yechon says, no, afilu egdilu biyisamutter. Even if the yayin nesach falls in last. In other words, first it was yayin that teira here, and then water fell in, and now yayin nesach falls in last, also it's mutter. Why? Because we say royin. We look as if the yayin that teira is not there. All that's there is only the water and the yayin nesach. So the water is about the yayin nesach. So, let's say Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon applies to the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon. Maybe the Yagna Machleik is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon. It's not. We learn like this. So, shel chulin, v'shel truma, shenofu l'toich isa, that you have sourdough of chulin and of truma that falls into this big dough. And loibus dekatei lahachmitz lechametz, loibus dekatei lechametz. Neither of them by themselves, a portion of sourdough of chulin or the portion of sourdough of truma by itself, is not enough yeast there to make this dough rise. But when it's starful together, they came together, the two sourdoughs, the chimsu, together they made this dough rise. So it's a machlokes. Reb Lezer, Vaymer, Acher, Anibo, I go after the last thing that fell in. And the last one that fell in was Truma, it remains also. V'chom Maimrim, no. Vein Shinof, Lissel, Betchila, Vein Besoif, Ein Oso, Ad Shei Bogdela Hachmetz. Until there's enough by itself to make it chomets. But I call upon him to see according to Rebbe Lezer, there's a new svara, you go bus achron. So maybe that's Chizkiah's svara by us also, that you go bus achron, whatever fell in last, that makes it also. Must be Tisbra, is this true? I've Omer Abai explained the machlekes, Loishanu. When does Rebbe Lezer say, Zalacha Elo Shekodin Isilakas Isser? Only if you took out the Isser of Truma. Avoloi Kodin Isilak, if you did not take out, as Isser, the Isser, also, then it's also Chizk, then it's also. According to Rabbi Lezer, if the sor of truma is still there, they hold zev as a germ is also. Says so. What's that do with Chizkiah? Samar says no.
In other words, according to Abaya, if Yisr is still there, even though it fell in, it didn't fall in last. Even though what fell in last was the heta, still it's also. According to Rabbi Lezer, so Chizkiah that says igdilu be Yisr mashmoni, but ended off the Yisr, is it also? Who does it go like? It doesn't go like anyone. So the kids, you can't say the machloek is Chizkiah and the Rabbon is the machloek between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbon. So it says, the machloek is between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan is whether you say this for Roin or not. that lechiski or less le roin. Chukkis now I did not help from the svar of roin. Even though water fell into the water, water fell into the wine before, and now when the yain nesach falls in, if you would say roin, we would look as if the yain is not there, only the water, and the mitzvah would be mevatlet. Chizki says no. If the yain nesach falls in less, since it's gdilu b'yisa, it remains offside. Do not say roin. That's the machlokes. And the Rabbi Yechon isla, Rabbi Yechon also in the svar of roin. Therefore, if the yain nesach falls in less, since there was already water fell in there, I would say the svar of roin. I look as if the yain is not there, only the water, and the water will be mevatlet the yain nesach. So that's the question, is this true? When the Yista, the Rabbi Yechon, and Roin, the Rabbi Yechon hold the Svar of Roin, for Boyimene Rabbasim Rabbi Yechon, he asked this for a question. Rabbasim asked this a question for Rabbi Yechonon. He asked him a question like this. What's going to be Shinei Koisis? You have two cups of wine. Echot Shel Chulun V'Echot Shel Truma. One was Chulun, regular wine that's mutter to drink, and one was Truma. Now, Omozgon, and they added water into both wines. So there's plenty of water now. And then the Irvun Zebizeh, the Truma, got mixed up with the Chulin. Now, really, there's more water there than there is wine of Truma. And they asked the question, Ma, what's the Lacha? In other words, do we look as if the wine is not there, only the water, and the water would be Mavatel, the Truma? And V'loi Poshet Lei, Rabbi Yechon did not answer the question. So, Mash, Rabbi Yechon has a doubt. Socrates, Rabbi Yechon holds Rein. So, Mar says, yes, Mi, Kor, V'loi Poshet. At the beginning, Taki had a doubt, Rabbi Yechonon. But Lipsoif partially at the end, Taki was partially knew it. That what did you say, Roin? And Itmanam, you learned also like this, that Omer Rabban, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Yarmulos, Somsem, Rabbasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. These cases, you have two cups of wine. Echot, Shel Chulun, Vyechot, Shel Truma. O Mosgon, and they got mixed up. The Mosgon, you added water into them. So now there's plenty of water in this wine. The Irva, now the two wines got mixed up. Zeb, Zeb. There's just clearly Roin, Esaheta, Kiluenai. We look as if the hetzedikah wine, the chulunikah wine, is not here, and all you have is just the water. The ashar main rabban olam mevatlin oisai. The rest of the water is like more than the yain of truma, and therefore the water of the yain and mina is mevatel the yain. So you see, this say we say this sort of rain according to Rabbi Yechonon that the water could be mevatel the wine even in such a case. All right, we'll stop here. Yain Gimla Mabes, by the two dots in the middle of the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, Min Beminoi Bemashu, Vishloi Beminoi Benoi Sintam, by the Chumro of Yain Nesach, Min Beminoi, if Yain wine of Nesach falls into wine of Heta, so even though it's a few drops, we all those things become Zosa. It's Min Beminoi is Bemashu. Now Rav Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu, they both say, that kol yisurin shabbat Torah, all the yisurim of the Torah, not only by yai nesach, by all the yisurim shabbat Torah, they hold the minon v'mashu, and they pass like the Yehudi shita that min v'mino is not bottle. If a piece of meat of treifus falls into 1,000 pieces of meat of kosher, since it's min v'mino, it's not bottle. The opposite, the svar is it just becomes more. Before you had 1,000 pieces of meat, now you have 1,001. It's not called that it's bottle. Min b'mino just adds on. Now you have more than you had before. So they hold kol ha'tar kula, it's not bottle. But shalai b'minon, if a piece of meat falls into potatoes and it gets mixed up that you can't see it anymore, then b'nai sein tam, min b'shein b'mino, now it's not called you have meat, you have potatoes here. So only a question, do you still taste the meat? So that's the klal of b'nai sein tam. If you have less than 60, that normally you can taste it, still also. If you have more than 60, normally you cannot taste it, it becomes mutter. Now the Gemara says, Zeh HaKlau, when the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlau, so lasuya mai, lasuya kol yisurin shabbat Torah, that's Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Not only the Chumra of Yai Nesach, but kol ha'tarakulu, they hold, min b'mino is b'mashu. And that's what our Mishnah means to it on. At the end it says, Zeh HaKlau, that not only by Yai Nesach, hu adin b'chol ha'tarakulu. Agav Rashi passed like Rav and Shmuel, but the Meister we passed here now like we passed like Rabbi Yechonon. Now Rabbi Yechonon, Rosh Lakish, Yamar Tevayel, they both say no that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Bein B'minon Bein Shlo B'minon B'noy Sintam by regular Yisurim by Treifes Basa B'cholov by other Yisurim and even Min B'minoy is also Bottle B'noy Sintam. Which we hold the opposite. The midiraisa min b'mina is bottle chad v'trei. If one piece of meat
gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat of kosher, even though you cooked them up, we hold this bottle, chad b'tshrei's bottle, because there's no tam, it's min b'minah's exact same taste, there's no taste giving over, it's just the chayfis itself, and we hold even by min b'minah, there's a din bittel, chad b'tshrei's bottle. So with the rabbanon, if you have to have 60, you have to have the noisim tam, as if it would be giving off taste, even b'min b'minah. But they both say, Rabbi Yechim, Shlokas both say, that Kol Yisurin is Bein B'mino and Bein Shoy B'mino and is B'noi Saint Tam. Chutz mi tevo v'yayin esach. The only two chumras we have, and really chometz also is this chumra, the Yerth only brought down tevo and yayin esach. That what B'mino and B'mashu, that min B'mino is also B'mashu, v'shloi B'mino and B'noi Saint Tam. If so, when our Mishnah says, v'zeh ha'klau, when the Mishnah says, Ze'aklau, that all over Mashma, min b'mino is the Mashu, what does our Mishnah mean to say, Ze'aklau, what does it mean to include? Lasuye tevel. And the Mishnah is talking about Yayin Esach. And according to Rabbi Yechon, when the Mishnah says, Ze'aklau, to include something else, it means even tevel. Yeah. And the Svar is, according to this, why is min b'mino bottle? I look for the exact same thing. The answer is, the Ran says, because since one is Isser, and one is heter, that's the like day in the minoy. In other words, even though you have one piece of meat falling into two other pieces of meat, so really, why is there a din bittel? Instead of two, you have three. You can't say like the tray for meat is not here. We have three pieces. So you have to say it is considered like the isser is falling into heter. And now since you have more heter than isser, so the isser goes off it. Even though the mites, and now you have three pieces, you have more pieces, but as far as the isser and heter goes, the Isser is considered like an Eina Minoi, and the Isser gets bottled in the Heter. That's the Ransvar, that's why we say, Davish Yesh by Matirin, something that will be mutter by itself tomorrow, so we say today it's not bottled. Because since the Isser will have a Heter tomorrow, it's considered a little bit like Heter today. So it's like Heter today, it's a pure Min B'Minoi, there's nothing to be bottled. You have three pieces now, and they all look like Heter, so there's no Din Bittel. We only say Bittel Health because the Isser is like Ein Aminoi of the Heter.
That's a powerful story of the
Rav. Okay, so that's what Rav says. Tanya, bring your proof. Tanya Kavos, the Rav Shmuel, and Tanya Kavos, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Shlokas. Bring your proof to both of them. Tanya Kavos, the Rav Shmuel. It says, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, B'mino and B'mashu. It says clearly, all Yisurin, if it's min B'mino, it's also B'mashu. It's not bottle. We just add it up, you have more than you had before. But shaloi b'minon, b'nai sentam, min v'shein amina, then like it's bottle, you do not see it anymore. If the potatoes fall into meat and gets mixed up, then you don't see potatoes anymore. So now it's only a question if you can taste it or not. So therefore it's b'nai sentam. Tanya will learn kavosat Rabbi Yochanan Bar Shlokas. It says, kol yisurin shabbat Torah, bein b'minon, ben shaloi b'minon, b'nai sentam. That even min b'minon is really bottle, chad b'tshrei, just you have to have b'nai sentam. Chutz, what's the only exclusion? Mitevel v'yayin esach, only these two. The word b'mina b'mashu, and shloi b'mina b'noi sentam. So b'shloi m'yayin esach, I understand, mishum chumra di avoidus rechovim. I can understand, yayin esach has to do with avoidus zara. We want to be very strict about avoidus zara. So if I understand that yayin, b'yayin is also b'mashu, a special chumra v'yayin esach, I understand. Ela tevel, but tevel is the peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael before you took off the trumas and maestras. What's so chomer? What's so strict about this? This issa. El tevel my timer. Why should there be a special halacha by tevel that min b'mino is not bottle? So Mora says, yes, kiheteroi kachi suroi. This svar is just like the heter of tevel, like the Yom HaShmuel. Shmuel says, chito achas pateras asakri. There's a special heter by tevel when you want to take off truma. That midirites, you could have a whole ton full of wheat. And all you have to do is just take off one kernel. Chito achas, one kernel of wheat, could free the whole kree, the whole pile, from truma of wheat, of anything. But since you find by the heter of tevel, that a chito achas, pateres kol akri, you see one small chito means something, is very valuable, it could free the whole kree, so kachi surah, like Taisa says, to svara, ma heteru b'mashu, kishmuel, yom shmuel, it's a svara that by tevel, even a mashu is choshev. Therefore, it's a svara, it's not both. Right, now the Mishnah says,